But first, the Arizona Court of Appeals earlier this month ruled that a Maricopa County Community College District policy giving deferred action for childhood arrival or DACA students in-state tuition violated a 2006 voter-approved law. The district has decided to appeal. And yesterday, the Arizona Board of Regents decided to maintain its similar policy of offering in-state tuition to DACA students, at least until the state Supreme Court issues a ruling. With us for a few minutes is the president of the Board of Regents, Eileen Klein. Eileen, why did the vote go this way with only one regent opposed?
The board overwhelmingly believed that it was important to continue to grant in-state tuition status to the students who qualify for DACA status with the federal government, largely because the board wanted to be sure these students' education wasn't disrupted. It made no sense to them overall to see students derailed from their education, and in-state tuition certainly makes a big difference in these students' ability to continue on.
In the case of the state universities, and make sure my numbers are correct here, around 300 or so DACA recipients, is that around the right number?
Correct. We believe there are about 200 to 300 students at the university level who have DACA status. And remember, that's something that students have to keep up to date. But those are our best numbers. The bigger issue is how many students are in the pipeline. We know there are thousands of students who ultimately will qualify.
So I was thinking about how much uncertainty this could create going into the future. I mean, this is something that could affect the university system. We know the community college system as well. If you've got students who are thinking, well, I think that I am eligible for this, and if I were, I would like to go to the state university, does that create uncertainty on both sides?
There is a lot of uncertainty. That's the biggest challenge. That's the biggest concern that the board was trying to overcome with its decision recently to continue in-state status for these students. But the real uncertainty comes from Congress. We absolutely need Congress to act so that these students have certainty not just about their education qualification in terms of tuition, but really ultimately what is going to be their lawful presence and immigration status in the United States. That's a question the Board of Regents certainly can't resolve. It's a question facing all states. But in Arizona, it's a particular dilemma because our voters here have made it very clear that they do not want state benefits being conferred to individuals who do not have the proper status. And so that is what's creating this particular challenge in Arizona. So the board wanted to be sure that they were operating within the letter of the law, but at the same time, while the case is under appeal, they felt the best thing to do for the case of these students was to grant them the in-state status for now so that they could continue their education.
And Eileen, generally there's been a concern about immigration policy being patchwork. You mentioned wanting federal clarification. Could that in fact make it harder on individual states to determine what they're going to do? And if the federal clarification is something that doesn't work for certain states, is that something that creates even more uncertainty potentially because there are going to be people who are unhappy with that decision?
Well, we've been waiting for more than a decade for Congress to take up meaningful immigration reform. And our state senators, both Senator Flake and Senator McCain, have been at the forefront of trying to get resolution to this. Arizona is at the forefront of most of the changes that are happening in America, and we think that's a good thing. But ultimately, we do need Congress to act because these issues about lawful presence and legal status, those things go far beyond an individual's tuition status at our universities. But ultimately, we want to be sure that, you know, students, our mission is to provide access and affordable education, and we want to be sure that within the letter of the law, every student has that opportunity.
Let's say, whatever the state Supreme Court does, would the Board of Regents and yourself get together to determine what goes forward, or if the state Supreme Court decides in a similar way to what the Court of Appeals did, are the Board of Regents' hands tied, in essence?
Well, right now, this case is a case of the Maricopa Community College District. The statute happens to impact the university students. And, of course, we're all eager to see what the court's ultimate resolution is going to be. Having said that, the Board of Regents acted 2 years ago to put into place a policy so that non-resident students, students in a non-resident category, could be offered a tuition rate that would really be a non-subsidized rate. It happens to be about 150% of the in-state rate. So the DACA students who graduated from Arizona high schools or other Arizona high school graduates could qualify for this status if, in fact, they didn't qualify for any other status that was lower. And so that's a non-subsidized rate. That's certainly there as a backup. But the truth is, it's all hypothetical at this point, and the board absolutely will need to revisit this as the court moves along.
Is this an awkward position currently for you and the board to be in, considering, again, we're talking about 300 students, we're talking about a case that involves the community college district, and yet you have to watch it so closely?
Right, not at all. This is the responsibility of the board. The board has broad powers under the Constitution and statute to oversee the university system. I think it's absolutely within their purview, and it's their responsibility to take up matters like this.
Eileen Klein is president of the Arizona Board of Regents. Eileen, thank you for the time, as always.
Thanks. Happy 4th.